Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for April the 2nd, 2017. We continue our conversation today with Pastor Steve Tanton of Life in the Cross Ministries of Mariana, Florida. We started this conversation yesterday in regards to Jesus as the fulfillment of all of the promises made to Israel. Pastor Steve, do you think the New Testament writers saw Jesus as the fulfillment, or do you think they were looking for fulfillment through some other means?
That's one of the things that I have been studying. I've been reading the Gospel of Matthew. And the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, he comes out of the gates in the first seven chapters of Matthew, he is rewriting the history, the narrative of Israel. He tells us that out of Egypt, God called his son. Well, that's a direct quotation to Hosea. In his water baptism, God says that Jesus is his son. You've got Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. You get this constant rehashing of Israel's history, but yet the difference is that he's inserting Jesus in the place of Israel. And I think the reason Matthew is doing that is because the big question was, 2,000 years ago, it's hard for us to put ourselves into those shoes of those individuals. The main question that a Jew or even someone embracing Christianity would have is, well, what about the promises to Israel? And I believe Paul, Jesus, and Matthew, and John, you know, we could go into John and look at how he says that basically Jesus has fulfilled all of these things. But they're answering the question. They're saying that, oh, the promises were promised to Israel, but Jesus was the faithful remnant. You know, I believe, and I don't know where you stand on this, but I believe as Jesus hung on the cross, the scripture says in Isaiah 53 that we like sheep have all went astray, but the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. At the cross, Jesus Christ was redeeming Israel is what Luke tells us. Luke 24. I believe he was faithful remnant. The promises of God were resting upon a faithful servant. And I see in the New Testament, the constant theme from the writers is that they were growing and seeing that and applying scriptures that many prophecy experts would apply out in our future to national Israel. They were actually applying it to the new covenant age in Christ and his finished work.
Then with Jesus as Redeemer, do you believe that God has a separate plan for redemption for Israel than he does for the church?
I don't think so. I think that the problem with that is finding a New Testament verse to support it. Now, we know where the dispensational view would go to. It would go to Romans 11. And really, outside, all you can get, even if you believe Romans 11 is some future time period when the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled, even in that, all you get is a time period where there will be a salvation of a large population of Jewish people. That's really, then all Israel will be saved.
But not a fulfillment through Israel.
Exactly. And there's really four views of Romans 11, and I'm putting something together now. I'm going to teach it at the church. And none of those views require you to believe that Israel's going back to the land, temples are rebuilt, sacrifices are reinstituted. Basically, the dispensational narrative, even the verses that they grab, it doesn't really teach that there's future covenant fulfillments to be made. We know that the covenant promised in Jeremiah, the writer of Hebrews, says was fulfilled. Hebrews 8, 9, and 10. The problem with that, Paul, is that there's not really any New Testament verses to state that there's some future fulfillment with national Israel. We're either in the covenant that Jeremiah prophesied about, or we're not.
Is what you're talking about commonly referred to as replacement theology? And if not, what would you consider this viewpoint, and what is replacement theology?
First of all, I don't know of one person who teaches what we're talking about that calls it replacement theology. It's a, I believe the word would be called a pejorative that was made up by a dispensationalist. And it's in essence, it's a, and I do apologize if there's some dispensationalists that listen to this that don't agree, but it was created, the word was created by dispensationalists to, or at least it's used heavily by dispensationalists to create some type of uncertainty in what you and I would agree upon is the view we're talking about. So I don't really call it replacement theology. That's really the folks who oppose the view. I call it fulfillment theology or remnant theology. I believe all the promises of God were wrapped up in Jesus, not national Israel. I believe all the promises of God were fulfilled in Jesus, not in a nation. I believe that Jesus is the light to the world. I believe that Jesus is the true vine. I believe that Jesus is the way that God has chosen to bless the nations. And there are, you know, many folks who oppose the view, but I think the reason they oppose it is because they don't realize the view that they embrace. They don't realize that that particular view is really the new kid on the block view. The view that we're talking about is what the early church believed. I was reading quotes today and yesterday from some of the early church fathers, and some of the things that they said in the first century or two would get them, they would be called anti-Semitic today. Because anytime you talk about this, that's the term that's thrown around, is because most people think that we're basically racist against the Jewish population, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We're just trying to shine the light on Jesus and say, you know what? No one replaced anybody. In fact, I wrote this down. You know, Matthew shows us that Christ is the true Moses and true Israel. Jesus is the fulfillment of all that came before him. He's the fulfillment of the Abrahamic promise. He's the fulfillment of the Davidic promise. He's the fulfillment of all the old covenant types and shadows, the sacrifice, the temple, the priesthood. What we're teaching is that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Imagine that, Paul. Jesus is at the center of it all.
Steve, one final question. Based on what you're talking about, if someone were to ask you, is God done with Israel, how would you answer?
I've looked at Romans 11 a lot. And like I said, I'm kind of preparing something now to teach the four views that we can hold on that. I'm an optimist. You know, you and I both share, we have in common a church view that says the church is going to continue, the kingdom of God is going to continue to advance. The church is going to go into the dark places with the finished work, the message of the finished work, and it's going to change the world. I believe that. I may not see it in my day the way I want to see it, but it's going to happen. With that being said, I have no qualms at all if someone wants to believe that there's at some point in time a large population of Jewish people getting saved. I have no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is stating that there's promises that are unfulfilled. Because I think when we begin saying that there's things that's still outstanding and that they need to be fulfilled through a nation, I think we take the focus off of Christ. And so if folks want to believe that they're praying that there are Jewish people that come to Christ in large numbers, great. Praise God. But that's about the furthest that I would agree with anyone on, because I see all the promises of God being fulfilled in Christ. In Matthew 21, Jesus clearly said, I think it's Matthew 21, that the kingdom would be stripped from Israel and given to a nation who would bear fruit. So I think that's where we're at. I think the church is the fulfillment. Jesus is the fulfillment. The church is in Christ. That's the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
For any of our listeners in the Northwest Florida area, we want to make sure they can find you. Tell them about where you're located and what you have to offer.
Yeah, so, you know, our website is lifeinthecrossministries.com. I actually live in Tallahassee. Our church is located in Marianna, and we meet at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time in Marianna. We meet Sunday mornings. We just have one service a week. And also, we are meeting once a month over in Tallahassee on a Friday or Saturday. It just depends. But that's really who we are. You know, we're seeing Jesus, man, on every page of the scriptures. I mean, we're really seeing that he's the light. He's the vine. He's the bread. He's everything. And I'm not looking for the kingdom to come. I'm in the kingdom. And
you have services scheduled to cover this very topic, correct?
We're going to do two sessions on Saturday, May the 6th, and then Sunday morning, May the 7th. So what we're doing is I've just felt the Lord kind of laid upon my heart to teach on two things over that weekend. One is, what is replacement theology, or what is fulfillment theology? You know, a lot of folks who are, again, they really don't understand what it is. They just hear that we are teaching that the church has taken the promises from Israel. That's why that word replaced is really, I just don't think it's accurate. I think it's a bad word. I choose fulfillment. So, you know, we're going to be teaching what is fulfillment theology. We've been preaching it for the last 2 years, the message of grace, right? I mean, we've been preaching Jesus is the center, eschatology-wise. We're just continuing to add to that, explaining what, you know, fulfillment theology is. And then at the same time, we're going to be talking about the Abrahamic promise and the blessing. And how do we understand that through fulfillment theology?
Well, that concludes our conversation with Pastor Steve Tanton, Life in the Cross Ministries, Marianna, Florida. And it also concludes our 2 days of guests here on the podcast. Hopefully, I'll improve as a host with our guest, but I think our guest did a fantastic job proclaiming where he is in his studies on this topic, and I hope you'll do your study as well. We will pick up our study in the verse-by-verse journey through the book of Romans tomorrow on the podcast. Until then, grace to you.